From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. Columbia is battling a lawsuit from a man whose conviction in a sports editor's death was overturned after he served nearly a decade in prison. The city argued Wednesday before the federal appeals court in St. Louis that six Columbia police officers should be protected against the claims in Ryan Ferguson's $100 million civil lawsuit. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that judges will consider the city's immunity appeal before ruling. Ferguson was sentenced to 40 years for the 2001 killing of Kent Heitholt, a Columbia sports editor. Ferguson denied any involvement and was released in 2013 after an appeals court panel ruled he didn't receive a fair trial because the prosecutor withheld evidence. The lawsuit alleges that detectives fabricated evidence, coerced witnesses, and failed to investigate other possible suspects. Columbia resident Perry Lynn Big Soldier is going to North Dakota to join Native American tribes and other groups protesting the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe began protesting in April and have since been joined by hundreds of both Native and non-Native supporters. The tribe says the pipeline threatens its drinking water and could potentially destroy sacred sites. Big Soldier says he's going to fight for the rights of all people.
That's what I'm fighting for, the continuation of humankind. That's the basis of what this is about.
The Army Corps of Engineers approved the pipeline project and estimate that it would create 12,000 construction jobs. Energy Transfer Partners, the company that owns the pipeline, said they would provide alternative water sources and take responsibility for the cleanup if anything were to happen. A Missouri state senator says a company that employs about 15,000 people in the St. Louis area should be disqualified from receiving tax credits or investments because it's doing business with Iran. St. Louis County Republican Senator Eric Schmidt is pushing legislation to block Missouri tax funds from being invested in any company that does business with a country the U.S. State Department has designated as a sponsor of terrorism. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that includes the Boeing Company, which has a deal to sell 80 passenger jets to Iran's state-owned airline. Missouri lawmakers passed an incentive package for Boeing worth $1.7 billion in 2013 to lure production of a new commercial airliner to the state. The MU wheelchair basketball team's coach played an important role in representing his country at the Rio Paralympic Games. Coach Ron Likens led the USA men's wheelchair basketball team to their first gold medal since the 1988 Paralympic Games in Seoul. Likens won medals with the women's wheelchair basketball team in 1992, 2004, and 2008. He says the lessons he learned from his Paralympic experiences will help him continue to grow the MU wheelchair basketball program.
And I just got done coaching the best team I've ever been associated with players that are as good as I've ever seen. So I learned something from them. And the stuff that we tried with my staff are all things that I can take back and try and do here at Mizzou.
Likens now has his sights set on the MU wheelchair team's first day of practice on October 1st. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.